It's All Things Considered. I'm Stephen John for Minnesota Public Radio News. A team from the Minneapolis-based Center for Victims of Torture has received an International Humanitarian Award for its work in West Africa with refugees traumatized by war. The American Psychological Association is recognizing the CVT for its five-year effort to provide mental health services to thousands of refugees fleeing civil unrest in Sierra Leone and Liberia. CVT operations began in refugee camps in neighboring Guinea, but have since followed the refugees as they return to their home countries. Clinical psychologist Dr. Shani Stepikoff was one of the leaders of the award-winning team. Speaking from her office in Sierra Leone, Dr. Stepikoff says many refugees displayed symptoms of post-traumatic stress.
Although there are some cultural differences, what we observe includes typical kinds of symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder: nightmares, startle responses, reliving the events, intrusive thoughts and memories, as well as a lot of grief. Many, many people have lost multiple members of their family in very violent ways. And so in addition to the trauma is a tremendous amount of grief and loss.
You're working in refugee camps where very basic needs are hard to meet, such as where a next meal might come from or where they would get fresh water or medical help for their kids. How high of a priority are mental health services for people in an environment like that?
There's really two different ways of answering it. On the one hand, food and shelter and basic medical care. Those are people's first priorities in many ways. But in another sense, people are also suffering emotionally. People are suffering in their spirits and in their hearts, and they seek assistance. There was a long waiting list for all of our services. There was a strong demand, and people wanted help for the emotional pain that they were in. So just as you can say that man does not live by bread alone, bread is essential, but people want help as well for their emotional pain, and they have a right to it.
Now, these people have been victims of unspeakable atrocities. How do you, as a professional, even begin to ascertain where to start with the counseling that they might need?
Since there are thousands and thousands of refugees who need services, we try and use an approach that's not based on individual psychotherapy, but we focus on group psychotherapy, community building. We try and train refugee paraprofessionals to be able to serve their own compatriots. So it's not a traditional psychology intervention.
How did you, as a trained psychologist, deal with the more traditional African healing practices?
Well, I found it to be tremendously enriching. I like to think that I gave something, but to be honest, I probably learned and gained more than I could possibly have given. For example, we sometimes allowed people to design their own rituals. People often brought songs and music into the sessions. It was common for people to make up their own prayers. They had a lot of culturally consonant ways of expressing themselves that I found tremendously enriching. Still, having said that, I think that it's not just Western to look at the value of sharing one's story. I think in many different cultures, in different forms, people have a desire to share their story of suffering and have others bear witness to that and honor that. So whether you're sitting in a counseling hut in a remote jungle region of Guinea or you're sitting in a 20-story apartment building in New York City, for a therapy group in a traditional Western sense, I think that people appreciate the opportunity to have their experience be heard and affirmed.
Now, your work has shifted from Guinea to Sierra Leone. What has happened in the refugee camps in Guinea since you have moved back with the refugees as they've returned home?
What happened was, in Sierra Leone, there was a peace agreement, and there's been a fairly stable peace for about 3 years now. And the refugees who were Sierra Leonean were urged to go home, and they did, most of them. The Liberians, it's only very, very recently that they've been encouraged to go home, really in the past 6 months or so, as a peace process has unfolded in Liberia. However, many, many refugees from Liberia are afraid to go home. They're afraid because they've been told it was safe before, and they went home, and then there were re-escalations and further war, and their families were killed. So they are very reluctant to rely on what the UN is telling them, and many of them are waiting to see what's going to happen in Liberia, and they're trying to survive in the camps. However, the UN wants people to go home, and so gradually they've been, and not so gradually, fairly abruptly, they've been cutting off many services. NGOs are losing their funding and being forced to leave. I just recently, simply in order to try and understand what was going on there, actually sent a colleague of mine just to go there in person and visit people and try and find out what was happening there. She literally just came back a couple of days ago, and she said that the situation is very bad.
There may be some reason for hope for Liberia with this weekend's new democratically elected president taking power, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, promising to restore peace after 14 years of civil strife. Are you optimistic at all that she can live up to her pledge?
There is hope in the sense that the elections were found to be free and fair, and I think the Liberian people did well in choosing her. But I think it's extremely important to remember that this peace is very, very fragile. There are many guns throughout the country. There are many ex-combatants still having access to guns, both children and adults. There's a history in the past 15 years of Liberia of promise of peace being unfulfilled or being temporarily fulfilled and then followed by terrible, terrible atrocities. So I think we can have some hope, but we need to be realistic and recognize that the situation is still quite unstable and unclear.
Again, congratulations, Dr. Stepakoff, and good luck in your future work in West Africa.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Shani Stepakoff is a clinical psychologist with the Minneapolis-based Center for Victims of Torture. We reached her in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Today, the center's work with West African refugees in Guinea won an international humanitarian award from the American Psychological Association. Though the Guinea project has been closed, the CVT has recently set up new teams in Liberia itself. It's all things on Minnesota Public Radio. Today's programming is sponsored in part by...